Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Kurdish fighters are moving to northeastern Syria. Turkey is moving into their position, and U.S. troops are pulling out of that region of Syria. And for 2 weeks, Republican and Democrat politicians have been screaming from the rafters that President Trump's decision leaves our allies, the Kurds, at risk of deadly Turkish attack. And now the Islamic State could rebuild its power in the Middle East, and also Russia will expand their influence. Well, let's just see what happens. President Trump said in his campaign that he wanted to stop fighting endless wars. And he said 1 year ago that he wanted to get out of Syria. Well, thousands of our young men and women have died fighting wars in the Middle East. We have spent trillions of dollars. And it's about time the president said enough's enough. Trump sent Vice President Pence to Turkey to negotiate a truce. At least for now, that truce seems to be holding. And now the burden of providing stability and peace in that region is falling on the shoulders of other countries. Maybe Syrian President Assad will help to eradicate the Islamic State fighters. And Turkey, our ally and a member of the European Union, can step up and police the northern border. And even Russia may accept some responsibility. There is so much destruction in some of those countries and people without homes. Let someone else clean up and rebuild. We already are delivering food and humanitarian aid. And yes, we will still have a small number of troops in the Middle East, but it's time to pack up and come home. I remember the Vietnam War and the lives and money lost. We don't need to police the whole world. Now turn the page now. Corn growers and the ethanol industry are not happy with the exemptions given to small refineries. EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler is promising now the agency will ensure that the 15 billion gallon ethanol target will be met next year. Well, this dispute is not over. Trade Ambassador Robert Lighthizer tells us, I quote, U.S. and China are making great progress towards reaching a trade deal. Well, we'll end on that positive note. I am John Block, and I'll be on the farm later this week.